college actor, what's your next step? Out of college actor, are you famous yet? Out of college actor, why are you in the doms? Out of college actor, what's your backup? We don't know. Help.
Hello.
Hey.
We're here.
We're back again.
Round three.
Yeah.
Oh
my god. I'm so happy. It's just a great time right now. Much needed. My mom started listening to the podcast.
That's awesome.
I've told all my family about it. I think most of them have listened to the promo. Mm-hmm. But I think my mom's the only one who's listened to an actual episode.
A truth fan.
She was, like, playing it and walking around the house doing, like, chores. And every now and then I would hear, like, your voice or mine. And I'd be like,
whoa. My mom was listening to it once. And now when I hear that.
No! You guys are on iTunes.
We are. That's so exciting.
I'm so happy. It's so cool.
I think we have other opportunities to place our podcast other places that we have to look into as well.
Yeah. They'll always be on YouTube.
Yes.
Although I'm gonna be real. I was late posting the last
That's
one.
Okay.
To be honest. Okay. And WordPress.
YouTube, WordPress, because that puts it on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
But all you podcast lovers have, like, a way to download it through WordPress and iTunes and all that.
iTunes, I use the iTunes podcast app anyway. Mm. It's, like, free, and you get, like I'm listening to Jonathan Van Ness's podcast on there. I'm listening to Dax Shepard's podcast. I'm listening to this amazing podcast called Where Do We Begin? And it's recorded during couples therapy sessions.
Oh.
And, like, names are omitted and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's this woman, like, guiding each couple through, like, whatever trouble they're experiencing.
Oh.
And I just find it so fascinating.
That's really cool.
I'm like, this is insane. But, yeah, then you can just subscribe and listen for free. So subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, please.
Wow.
Like, please.
You get subscribers.
And our YouTube.
Yeah.
And check out our WordPress.
Shameless plug.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's check in.
Let's check in.
Sarah Ford, I think you should go first this week.
Okay.
Mostly because I feel like I went first last time.
Okay. Well.
That's her check-in.
The past 2 days, I've been having some nice flu symptoms.
We're sitting far away from each other on the couch.
Yeah, I'm better today. But the past 2 days, it's been every 5 minutes, I'm either hot and sweating uncontrollably, or I'm cold and have pain shooting down my body.
Oh my god.
But it's been fun, and my boyfriend nursed me back to health, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, Camille. I also had 2 callbacks while I was internally dying. But they were fun, and we'll see what happens.
That's proper dying for your art. Push yourself enough to go to a callback, but don't push yourself so hard you can't do the show kind of deal.
True.
Yep, you found the good
enough
balance.
Yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
Right on the line. I also got a new job. How last week we were talking about how we're unemployed. Now I have a job. And I'm just working as a little kids sports coach, and I supervise kids during recess and play with some kindergartners. I had my first day today, and it was tiring but a lot of fun, so we'll see where this path takes me.
I'm so jealous. I love working with kids, because I was a camp counselor at a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I love little kids. They're so cute. They're so funny.
They're very interesting.
Oh my god.
I know one kid just kept running everyone was playing a version of tag, and this one kid just kept running in circles around me, and that's all he was doing. He was like, are you getting dizzy? And I was like, yeah, are you? And he just wouldn't stop. And I was like, how about you go the other way so you, like, don't get too dizzy? And he would not. Just one direction.
How dare you suggest something different.
I'm crazy. I'm the fool.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How about you? How's it going?
It's been a rough couple of days.
Yeah.
I won't talk about on here why, but I just, like, this is my first time out of the house, I think, like, in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough. But I, at the same time, it's, like, made me appreciate little things. Like, I had an interaction at Oil Depot that I just can't forget. Like, it was so great. Like, the, I went to my oil change, and they're always so nice over there. And when I was checking out, the guy came in, he was like, okay, I'm all done. And then he looked at me and was like, what do you do with your hair? And I was like, what? And I looked up, and he has curly hair like mine.
Aww.
And he was like, how do you style it? So he and I were, like, talking about how to take care of your curly, frizzy hair. I was like, you gotta get sea salt sprays. I was like, make sure you take care of your ends. He was like, does it matter about my conditioner? I was like, just don't wash your hair every day, man. Like, it was, like, so funny. Like, I don't know. I've just really been appreciating the tiny things in life
nice.
Now. I just That's couldn't awesome. Forget about it. I went home, and I was like, just feels so good. I don't know. I'm doing better tonsil wise.
Yeah.
I had my post-op this past Thursday. And she was like, oh, like, so good. She was like, you're 95% healed, so hopefully I'll be, like, 100% this week. But then she was, like, telling me that she's like, they removed your tonsils and they were so scarred. She's like, and we took them to pathology, and they were just riddled with bacteria. She was like, they were huge. She was like, they were two thumb lengths on both sides of my neck.
Wow.
And I was like, why? Why do I need to know? They're not in there anymore. Like, I can't swallow still. Like, I can, but, like, I feel like my throat muscles are adjusting and not having my tonsils there. So, like, I ate a sandwich the other day. And I, like, could feel it getting stuck in the back of my throat, and I couldn't figure out how to swallow it. And I was like, I can't, I don't understand. Like, everything's kind of messed up right now, but, I mean, I sound better. I feel better.
You're eating more foods?
I eat whatever I want now.
Hell yeah.
I was like, chips, boom. Popcorn, done. Get out of here.
Nice.
So now I'm never going to talk about tonsils again, because I feel like I've talked about them every single time. So we're done. We're done with this. Oh my god, never again.
Yes. Shall we start on our topic today?
I'm ready. What are we talking about?
We're talking about take out a piece of paper and a pen and write this down.
Write this motherfucker down, please.
This is by Jenna Fisher. Pam from The Office. She's also starring in a new sitcom called... I
I know what you're talking about.
Splitting Up Together?
Yes, yes.
That's what it's called. And she has a book called The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide. You need this book as an artist. It is very helpful. Please. Just do it.
Please get this book in any way you can.
It's so important and special.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so we're talking about Jenna Fisher's The Actor's Life. We're just gonna...
We both have our books. We both have our little tabbies made.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? When you, like, put the little post-it notes on the...
Yeah.
Tabbies?
Tabs. Yeah, tabbies.
Oh.
Maybe tabbies.
I like saying tabbies. It's okay. So let's talk about how we got these books into our lives. Okay. So my mom bought me a bunch of acting books and plays for, like, Christmas one year.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought me this book.
Mm.
And I threw it on my shelf, and I was like, perfect. And then school and whatnot, because I got it during school, and I never read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God. And then I graduated. I'm burping, sorry. And I had, like, I'm so sad. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I? I was like, I need to start reading more. And I picked it up off the shelf, and it is the most beautiful thing I've ever read in my entire life. It just reads so easy. She's like, here's my life, here's my stories, I'm not gonna bullshit you. Boom. And I'm like, wow, amazing.
It's great.
So that's how I came across this masterpiece.
I came across it, I think I saw it on social media. I don't know if I follow her on Twitter, but she's on Instagram. I just heard about this book, and I went, I love reading autobiographies of artists. That's just, I have so many. And so when I saw she came out with this, I was like, oh, this will be a nice, fun autobiography. And then it's so much more than that. And so I used, like, this was, like, after Christmas. I just stopped at a Barnes & Noble, and luckily this Barnes & Noble had a copy. And then I started reading it throughout the last spring semester of college that I had. And it was wonderful. It helped me just feel confident in not knowing what I'm doing with my life,
Yeah. Reading a post-grad was super helpful.
Yeah.
Because it almost, like, what's the word? Reviewed everything I'd learned. Mm. It, like, wrapped it all up super nice.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, now you're in the real world. Here's how it works.
But, yeah. Very true.
Not sponsored by Jenna Fisher, but yeah, we just love her. Love her unconditionally.
We should have reached out to her. We can reach out to her when this is published and be like, hey.
Could you imagine?
We love you so much.
Jenna's like,
thank you.
Oh, okay. Who are you? Yeah, but it's like Sarah said, it is an autobiography, but at the same time, it is more than that. So she does talk about, like, how she became a theater artist, what it was like moving to LA, like, the trials she faced, the depression she felt about things, what kind of different acting experiences she had. Like, she provides all that personal information, but then she'll be like, okay, this is what you're looking for in an agent, or mm-hmm. when you're writing a resume, it should look like this. Or like it's also, like, so practical at the same time.
Yeah. She, like, breaks down the business and, like, things that, at least in our time at school, isn't really covered. It's kind of glossed over. She really breaks it down. Like, she talks about, like, working on a film set.
Web series.
Yeah, like, the difference between an agent and a manager. All of that.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
It is. And I think, yeah, to speak on, like, I feel like training at school is just about that. It's, like, training you to be mm-hmm. an actor. And I feel like a lot of the times they'll try to be, like, the real world's different. Auditions are scary. Like, because we had an auditioning class.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should have had that class, like, every year. Like, yeah. It was, like, it's more about while you're there, like, teaching you the basics. And, like, here's your toolbox. Let's put some tools in there and then go out and just fucking work, mm-hmm. you know? But this book does such a good job of being, like, okay, so now you're trained. Now what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
And then you're, like, let's do it.
And it's very just, like, realistic of, like, it's hard. And it's always gonna be hard, but keep doing it. It's, yeah. like, it's realistic, but also, like, uplifting.
Yeah.
So it's a positive thing.
It made it less scary.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh my god, and we'll probably end up talking about it, but she tells this story about how she met Molly Shannon, mm-hmm. and Molly Shannon was, like, it was when Molly Shannon just kind of had, like, her outbreak in Hollywood, like, she was finally, like, being recognized and whatnot, mm-hmm. and she was, like, telling Jenna, she was like, please don't give up, it took me, like, 12 years to get to this point in my career, like, please don't stop. And Jenna even says, she was like, I was in the acting game in LA for 8 years mm-hmm. before she got cast on The Office, and yeah. I was like, oh my god. It's like, it just, like, I don't know, I was like, I don't want to have to spend 8 years but at the same time, like, I'm not afraid to do that now.
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. I have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I will have to, probably.
Yeah. I think she talks about having, like, always having, like, something creative and a creative outlet to always be creating. Yeah. I think as long as you're doing that, like, time may pass, but at least you're
doing stuff.
Doing something.
Well, and that was actually that's so funny you say that, because I was thinking about that on the way here. I was like, if she hadn't said that to me, I wouldn't have talked to you about this podcast. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I feel like this podcast is part of my creative outlet. Mm-hmm. At least. Mm-hmm. So, thanks, Jenna.
You're the best.
Jenna, please. Oh, my God. You're just killing me. I love it so much. Yeah. Oh, my God. I have so many notes. I have so many notes in this book.
I wonder if any of ours are the same.
Ooh. My first one is at the training section.
Mine, well, I kind of just slightly tabbed her actor's pizza. Just because her actor's pizza is one slice of bread, ketchup packets, and American cheese, and I did this in college where one day I was craving pizza, but we didn't have any pizza, and I had no money, so I made toast, put marinara sauce, and shredded cheese on top of it. Ooh. It does not taste
no
good, but it'll fill you up, but I don't recommend it, but it's a funny,
oh my god,
if you gotta do something, it's an option, but I just thought it was funny since the actor's pizza, and I did this in college just because my cravings were so bad. I needed pizza, and that did not help, but it was something.
Oh, my God.
I
just don't even know where to start, because there's so much good stuff in here.
This one I talked about. Wow.
Boom. Okay. I don't know. I have... that's a good one I have.
Oh, that's the...
I had one tabbed... Okay, so again, like, there's just a lot. We're probably going to jump around, but... She has this section called Be a Joiner, and she talks about how... She's like, I just graduated a theater degree. What do I need acting classes for? So I sat on my couch reading Backstage magazine, submitting myself for countless auditions, and waiting for the phone to ring. And she was like, but her roommate joined a theater company, and he was, like, building sets and doing this and doing that. And, like, even though he wasn't acting, he was being a part of that mm-hmm. community that he wanted to be a part of.
Yeah.
And she was like, you absolutely have to find your people in order to satisfy part of your creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, tabbed that because I was like, oh, my God, yes. Thank you, that's Jenna.
Yeah, it's definitely where, like, I got... part of where I got that idea of, like, I want to find an artistic community right as I left college.
Yeah.
Like, finding artists in Chicago.
Well, we talked about that on one of the first, I think the first episode, where I was like,
mm-hmm.
that's what I missed the most.
Yeah.
Is because in college, you have that constant community.
Yeah.
And, again, this is how it's kind of different than the communities, I feel like, that you make in other majors, in the fact that, like, in acting, you have to get so intimate with these people,
mm-hmm.
emotionally, sometimes physically on stage, but yeah. most of the time emotionally, you know, like, you have to be so vulnerable, so then you kind of get used to all these people, like, just being vulnerable with you, and helping you emotionally, and then you graduate, and then everybody's just gone.
Cold, cruel world.
I know. Oh my God, so then you're like... but I love it. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, Jenna.
Yeah.
It's just such a good book. And it made her like a real person to me suddenly.
Yeah. Because
like watching when you watch TV shows, you forget those are like not that I forget that they're actors, but like
yeah.
I start to accept that person as reality.
Yes.
That they're on screen.
Yeah.
And then when they're off, I don't really know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell how much of herself she brought to Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Pam wrote this fucking book.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's just, and she talks about how she drew on her own experiences. Like, she worked as an oh my God. We're not doing this again with syllables. I swear to God, hold on. She worked as an administrative assistant for temp jobs. And she said she drew on that experience for The Office.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Really, it's cool. Just, I don't know, it's great. I love it. I love her so much.
Yes.
And this is, oh, I just realized I tabbed this. My tab says, don't be an asshole. That's my note.
Nice.
For this part. But it just reminded me, she says, I'm just going to quote her, because I can't paraphrase it any better than how she says it. She said, avoid the temptation to be stingy and think you're saving your energy for your real job of acting. I'm a strong believer in the idea that abundance breeds abundance. You will be better prepared to give your acting career 110% if you are already working at that level at your day job.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how, like, even if you're at a day job and you're thinking, this isn't what I'm going to do forever, I want to be an actor, that's why I wrote Don't Be an Asshole. Because, like, you still give 110% when you go to that day job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she was talking about, like, how she would have to leave all the time for auditions, but when she was there, she worked her ass off.
Yeah.
And I was exactly. like, I love that.
Yeah, it's good to, like, not burn bridges, and you just want to be, like, you never know where opportunities fall, so you want to make sure people see you in a good light.
It was so affirming for me too, because I feel like I take things so seriously when mm-hmm. I'm in charge of something.
Yeah.
So like when I worked at my summer job, I would get so frustrated when anybody would complain, and I'm like, why are you complaining? Like, yeah, sometimes this work is hard, or sometimes it's like weird and you don't want to do it, but like you're still, you have a job, you're getting paid, and it's like, just do the bare minimum at least. At least, like, I don't know. So that was just so reaffirming for me, because like I'm always like, what if I value another job over acting at some point? But, like, that's okay, because it pays your bills, and you're not being a dick to your coworkers.
Very true.
We just don't need any more dicks in this world.
True. Do we have the same thing highlighted? We're on the same page. Whoa!
Sarah, wait, you say it.
We did it. Mine, it's about talking about headshots.
Go ahead.
Okay. She just kind of talks about just kind of being honest when you're taking a headshot, because it's kind of weird when people take your photo and you just kind of, it feels like cheesy and stuff.
Mm.
But she just says kind of like, be you. And then she also says like, kind of understand how you are perceived in a way.
Typecasting! Yeah. You're right, we have the same note!
Where, like, she talks about just kind of being aware. They say, someone suggests that you pick 5 adjectives that best describe the kind of characters you would easily play.
Oh, you do that. I'm gonna try and find what I her have adjectives. That tab too. Oh my god, why are we in the same brain today? Yes. I love it.
And so it's kind of like, and then, like, with your headshot, it's kind of like looking at,
what's gonna...
Yeah, so you're more prepared, you're just aware of, like, you have your adjectives, and then you look at your headshot and go, does that, is that what, casting people will see and get from the photo?
That's the thing, yeah, like, there was so much practical information in this book, because, like, when we were doing our headshots, we got our headshots taken by this great guy, who was super nice and helped us pick our headshots, and I'm totally in love with my headshot, I love it, it's fine, it's great, it's amazing, but that was also such good advice that she gives you.
Yeah.
Because she's like, and I wrote that too about, like, typecasting. I wrote, oh, this is amazing. Because it's like, yeah, it sucks when you get typecast over and over again. But at the same time, if having that kind of typecast is going to give you consistent work, someone's always going to hire you to play that role.
Yeah.
You got to kind of use it to your advantage.
Yeah, and I think, especially, like, starting out, it's important to know what you're good at.
Don't just audition for everything. Yeah. Audition for stuff you know you can do.
And, like, it's always good to, like, test yourself, but it's, like, I just, I think, like, starting
right
out
the box,
good to,
like,
just know, put yourself out there in ways that you know, that are, like, challenging, but, like, you still know, like, oh, I would like to do this role, I think I fit this.
Yeah.
And being confident in that, because being confident is really important in an audition, and so if you know you fit into it, it'll make the audition easier.
Yeah, and she talks about, like, one of the biggest reasons she got called in to even audition for The Office is because she auditioned for that casting person so many times.
Yeah.
And she had she, I'm going to air quote right now, created, like, a consistent body of work. Because it was characters she knew she could play and characters she kind of understood. So then over the years, even if she didn't cast with them, they still saw, like, oh, she can always come in and give a good audition.
Yeah.
But yeah, talk about that. Adjective thing, because
I'm
so happy.
Jenna Fisher, at the end of the chapter, she provides a list of adjectives that you can use for, like, what kind of characters, what kind of, like, how you would describe a character that you might play. And so, like, I did this before we got our headshots taken, even though, like, we threw that out the window when I got there. But, like, it's still important to know. And, like, I look at that, I'm like, oh, my headshot does reflect that, because I picked... I, like, marked my little things in the book. So, like, my 5 are charming, innocent, quirky, sweet, and warm.
Those are yours?
Yeah. Because that's just kind of...
I love it.
That's
what people see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether I am or not.
That's what you would do.
Is, yeah.
Because then she also talks about, like, here are the people who shouldn't help you pick your headshot. Because there's people... Headshot. Not headshot. These are... Because those are people who are biased. And are like, oh, well, I see the real you. Like, she was like, don't have your boyfriend pick it. Don't have your mom or dad pick it. Don't have whoever.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to be objective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. That's chapter 2, by the way. This is all in chapter 2.
Also, it's just a really good list of adjectives that, like, I go, this is nice.
It's
a lot of options.
I know. It made me think of, I was in this show called The Illusion in my senior year, and it was so great, and I loved it. But for some reason, I would always struggle with motivation. It was such a good lesson in learning to remember my motivation. Mm-hmm. Like, I really learned a lot about that. But my director, it's coincidentally our great friend Enrico, who helped us out.
Yay,
thank you, Enrico. He always had these sheets full of adjectives, and I always felt so dumb using them. I was like, oh my god, like, I've been in this program for 4 years, like, why can't I do this? Mm-hmm. But they're so helpful.
Yeah.
Because then Enrico would be like, okay, well, how do you want to use that? What adjective? And I'd be like, this one. And he's like, all right, try it. Like, it helps. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be ashamed of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
Figure your life out. But this, I don't know, this book is just so great.
Yeah.
Oh my god, she's just... Just because she makes fun of herself. She's like, I know how hard it's going to be. I know how many mistakes you're going to make. I know how, what's the word, tiring this business can be after a while. And she's like, so here's motivation to not get tired. Like, chill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And she, something else that I wrote in here that's so helpful. She goes into SAG-AFTRA. Yeah. And, like, how to get into the union, when to get into the union, how much it cost at the time she went in. I don't know if it's probably changed or not.
I think it has.
I think it has, too. But she, like, she just explains things that we never talked about.
Yeah.
Like, in the theater program, I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure we talked about unions and stuff. We talked about, I don't know. Well, we talked about the union and whether, like, because we used to talk about in, oh my god, I can't talk. What is happening to me? In this class we had to take, auditioning, we had a day where we learned how to do our taxes as actors, yes. Which we should talk about at some point, because yes. That class blew my mind that I could write, like, thanks. Hey, I had to use all this gas to get from one location to the other, and yeah. I can get money back from that. That's like, true. That's insane. Anyway, so we should talk about that, but... oh my god, the guy who taught us was like, if you're gonna be in Chicago, it doesn't make sense to be
in union.
Because there's equity more... and non-equity. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to be equity, because there's a lot of non-equity, so,
yes.
And then it kind of cuts you off. But if you go to, like, New York, mm-hmm. It's better to be equity.
Yeah.
You know? So she just does a good job of explaining that, too.
Yeah.
Like it's stuff we touched on. In our training, but never really fully discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just such a good resource.
Yeah.
Coming up, yeah,
mm-hmm.
out of college.
Very true.
Yeah. What else do you have?
I have a section just talking about agents and managers.
Mm. I bet I have that one, too.
I mean, she breaks it down, basically... Just as, like, I don't, like, really need to go into this, but, like, as a quick breakdown, agents, work to find work for a bunch of different actors, whereas a manager has a smaller group of actors. I don't know if this is what I want to talk about. This is not what I want to talk about. But what I do want to talk about is, she gives, like, a little warning.
Mm.
She does, like, a little scam alert.
Oh, yeah. She did that for the union one, too. She was like, if you're trying to get into SAG-AFTRA, these are scams. Like, one, you can't buy, like, the vouchers you need to get in or whatever. Yeah, I love that, too. She's like, hey, be careful.
Yeah, so basically her scam for agents and managers is that real agents and managers operate on commission only, so you never pay them.
Yeah.
Until... Like,
you get paid.
Yeah, you act and do your work, and then they take, like, a percentage from that work, and that's it. That's how they get their money, so, like, you're not giving them, like, a monthly fee or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everyone is on the same page.
This book is, it's like Acting for Dummies. Like, not to, like a part of that series, I mean. Like, it seems like stuff, like... I almost felt, like, ashamed when I was reading it at first. I was like, I feel like I should have already known this.
Yeah.
But even if you didn't, it's okay, because that's why this book is here. It's to break down the things you didn't know.
Yeah. Or even just to validate things. Maybe. Yeah.
And she wrote... Sure. When did she write this? Hold on.
It came out, like, this year.
Yeah, it's so, so recent. 2017. I'm looking.
Yep.
Yeah, 2017. Thank you, MLA format classes, reminding me how to find my annotations. Yeah, so it's recent, so mm-hmm. It's pretty up to date. Well, like, when she tells stories of her past, obviously, that's different, but, like, the stuff she's talking about is, like, it's real, real.
Yeah.
And, again, this is, like, most of this takes place in LA, so I'm sure it'll be different. Maybe in Chicago, some things might be different, but it still is such a good
resource. It's vague enough.
Yeah, it's
where it's just applicable to mm-hmm. an artist.
Yeah. I had something in here I can't find. I know I have a tab on it, but it made me laugh because Sarah and I just had to do this, and it was self-taping auditions, which I have discovered I absolutely despise. I hate it. Like... I love that I'm able to go back and edit and pick my favorite take and all that,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, like, it's so stressful, because, mm-hmm. quick story time, Sarah and I had an audition for this guy, and we had to send in a tape,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not set up at all to do a self-tape, Like, I recorded it on my iPhone.
Me too.
Yeah.
But it's good quality.
Yeah, which is totally fine. But, like, some people I know, like, set up parts of their apartment solely for soul tapes.
Yeah.
Self-taping.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh my God. So then I was stressing over, like, the quality of the video and audio. And then I was stressing because of where to look and whatnot and if I was doing a good job. And then I sent him my audition, and then I went to Wisconsin for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, So then he was emailing me, like, oh, I didn't get it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I can't fucking deal. Like, I'm not anywhere near a computer. So then I had to do all this bullshit to take care of it and make it available because technology. Mm-hmm. So, like, that stresses me out. This idea of, like, with an audition, I can go in, give my audition, and leave.
Yeah.
But with self-tape, I'm like, here you go. And then I can't judge what they're thinking or, like, you know, like, that's self-taping scares me. I don't know where it
went. I just like that I don't have to wear pants if you're sitting. If you're sitting.
That's honestly so true. I did my, I think I wore, like, sweatpants and a really nice top, and I did my hair and makeup, and then I just, that was it.
I don't think I wore pants. I did not wear pants. I wore a nice shirt, no pants, and it was wonderful.
Oh my God. And Lord is. But I just wanted to comment on it because I was laughing so hard when I was reading that section. I was like, I literally just had to do this. I hated it. Oh my God. So great. Yeah, so it's just a good book. It's just very... I mean, can I praise her anymore? Like, I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know. And then just every now and then she'll have, like, little quotes in here on the side of the page. Yeah. Like, I just saw one. Hold on. Like, it'll be, like, the regular page you're reading, and then in the side of the page, there'll be, like, a quote. Like, this one is, like, dreaming about becoming an actress is more exciting than being one. Marilyn Monroe. Like, it'll just have, like, these little quotes, and you're just like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I have one picked out about auditioning.
Oh, jeez.
Just about having...
The dread.
Just about having, like, a variety of things ready. Mm. And had to go, like, a comedic monologue, a dramatic monologue, as a stage actor, like Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
music, different types of cuts. For me, like, just coming out, like, I know I have different things, like, music I know I've got a variety of, but I still need to, like, solidify, like, I gotta make sure my whole songs are memorized.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to find a better comedic monologue. And so, like, I feel like I do not have my shit together with, like, audition pieces, because every time I have an audition, like, what if they ask me for something and I don't have it? So, like, that's something where I'm like, that's good. It's good to have
multiple
things, like, always in your back pocket, ready to pull out. You just have to take time to do it, and I have not yet.
I'm so bad at even looking for things. Yeah. Like, I'll recycle monologues till the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but, like,
yeah.
I did the same... I think I changed my monologue at ISU for auditions, like, once. And it was my senior year, I think. And I did a monologue from Silent Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that monologue. Like, I think I find a monologue and then I hold on to it for too long.
Because
I'm like, oh, this is a good one. Oh, I fall back on it. But, like, at the same time, those are great because then when you find a new one and they're like, give me this. Then you can be like, let me reach into the recesses of my mind and try to remember this monologue I gave in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just get discouraged.
Yeah.
As a woman.
Yes!
And, like, this, the thing is, I don't want to delve into that because that could be a whole other episode.
Yes! Oh my god, you just, the air evaporated.
As a woman, it's fucking hard to find writing for a woman character
mm-hmm.
or female character. And then if you're looking for comedy, good fucking luck.
Yeah. There have been times where I'm like, can I just do the man's monologue? Yeah. Do they even know?
Yeah. Like, in the end. Like, yeah. But that's too funny. Is that for a man character?
No.
Like, any comedic thing is like a woman snapping at a man if it's comedy.
I used to search through the humongous Milner Library,
mm-hmm.
looking for monologues. I would just, at one point, I got so tired of it, I would just pull a play off the shelf, be like, is there a character that's a woman around my age range? Yes or no? No, throw it back. Yes, okay, flip. Does she have a monologue? No. Fuck that. She has a monologue? Yes. But, like, what is this consisting of?
Yeah.
Like, God, it's just so fucking hard.
And, like, it might be easier to find in, like, media, so, like, TV shows and movies, but even those can be hard, too, because they might not even be good, because we've got a lot of male-dominated
or it's just, like, things. Silly. Yeah. It's, like, comedic relief, but not...
There's no... There's really no depth short. To
it. Yeah. It's short.
Yeah.
Like, even the Silent Sky one that I have, and I absolutely love it, and the whole play is based around her.
Yeah.
Henrietta, the woman who basically mapped the entire universe for us.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a true story. And even the monologue I have from that is just literally one-liners cut together.
Yeah.
Because if it was all one monologue, it would be amazing. Yeah. But they didn't even give her a monologue like that. And I'm like, ah, please. Like, she's so cool. And the monologue is so, I mean, the one I cut together, I really love.
Yeah.
But, like, even then, like, most of my monologues are just broken pieces of different lines that I've thrown together.
Yeah, very true.
Anyway, let's get off of there before I I ride that train all the way to the end of the tracks, man.
Hammer to the streets.
Oh my god. Wow. Just wait. Never mind.
Were you confused by the...
What did you say?
I said take a hammer to the... We said we should probably stop before I take a hammer to the streets.
Oh. I don't know what I thought you said. I laughed, though, because I heard hammer and streets, and I was like, what?
It doesn't make sense, but it does.
Yeah, it's fine. I love the sound that a book makes when you flip through it.
Yeah.
Let me bring this to the mic. Listen with me. Wow. I just love it.
Yeah. Just so you know, we're both, like, cuddling this book. Like,
I know.
We're holding it near and dear to our hearts.
Oh, my God. I'm resting on my cheek right now. I don't know. I mean, just, like, how much more do you guys need, you know? Like, how much more can we freaking promote this book before you buy it? Like, come on. I'll let you borrow mine. What does this say? Sides? Okay. Oh, I wrote this down because this is also something I was confused about. She talks about, well, it's perfectly acceptable to hold your sides while you audition.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that the casting director needs to see your face while you're acting. You don't want to be looking down at the sides. You want your face up and out, especially when you first begin. I recommend memorizing at least the first three lines of your script and identifying your character's important emotional moments in the scene. And I wrote, sides okay, but know what you're doing, because, again, in that self-tape, I had my sides with me.
Yeah.
But I remembered something that Lori fucking Adams told me, and she was like, they need to see your eyes, like, your whole personality, your whole, the fire, whatever you have inside of you at that moment is gonna come through your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And they need to see those. Because I remember we were practicing reading sides, and I kept looking down, and she was like, look at me! And I was like... And now I do it all the time. I'm like constantly looking, like, are you, can you see my passion? Can you see my angst? Is it coming through? And I just, yeah, I loved that. Like, it's even like, that's the other thing, great thing about this book is, like, it is also stuff we talked about, but it just goes in depth more. Like, I love it so good. Oh my god, she moved, this is telling me on the back of the book that she moved to Hollywood at age 22. She was our age when she went out there. Isn't that insane?
She, like, I think she finished college and then just drove off to L.A. Like, she just went, see ya, and left, and I went, wow.
I remember reading something, like, she was like, I'll save up for 6 months and then go. Like, she had an ultimatum with herself or something. I can't remember.
I think it was, like, when she moved there, she had, like, a certain time frame that she would be there.
Mm-hmm.
But she stayed a lot longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just... And then on the back are all... Well, first of all, like, all these other actors are involved. Like, the foreword is by Steve Carell.
Ugh.
Matthew, I can't remember. It was the dude from Mad Men. He wrote a little quote about it.
Mm.
Who's on the back here? John Hamm, who I love! I love John Hamm. Christina Applegate... like, all these other actors have read this book and are like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes, Jenna. Like, I just, I don't know.
It's so good.
I love her so much. And then she talks about The Office and how it was for them and, like, the audition process and how, like, you have to make a pilot first and then the, whoever network you're working for has to decide what shows they want to do that year. And because she talked about she was on like 5 different pilots, but then they never got picked up.
Yeah.
And then she was on The Office, and that network was like, okay, yeah, and ordered like 5 more episodes. Mm-hmm. And that's how she got, they all got jobs on The Office.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh my God. I don't know. I was just thinking about like all the shows she talked about that she was in.
Yeah.
Ugh, I just burped. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I love it. I love her.
She's so great.
Yeah. I haven't finished the book yet.
Oh, really?
I read the majority. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't even get, okay, so I'm more than halfway through the book.
Mm.
But I didn't even get halfway through with my notes because I had so many.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's so good. Guys, yeah. You have to get this book. I'm telling you. If you're graduating from college, if you're stressed, if you don't know where you're going, what to do next, if you just need, it's literally called a survival guide. Like.
So good.
Get it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could I?
Do it. Sorry. I was so aggressive. I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry. I was trying to be, like, I was suddenly feeling so passionate, yeah. And then I was just trying to be supportive, but it came out really aggressive. I'm so sorry.
Because this, we ranted about this for a long time.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We talked 40 minutes about, guys, yeah. We had, like, a plan. We were going to talk about Jenna Fisher, and then we were going to talk about Odd Jobs.
I say we move Odd Jobs into next week's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you've had a... Oh, we should explain this. Maybe this will help. Okay. So, if you have had... If you are a theater artist, whether you're a designer, an actor, a director, or whatever, what did you do to pay the bills? What kind of odd job did you have? Like, was it something you were able to, like, quit really easily if you needed to do the acting thing or whatever? Or was it, like, you worked in the morning and then you would do your theater stuff at night? What was that job? How did you get it? What did you think? Like, did you like it? Did you not? What works? What doesn't work? How do you pay the bills and be a theater artist? What do you do? So, freaking tell us on our Facebook page. Email us at our Gmail, outofcollegeactor@gmail.com. Yeah, that's, you can comment on our YouTube videos, I guess, but I don't really, yeah. I mean, you do your best. But yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
We've got a couple submissions.
What did we do?
If you got more, we'll take them.
Exactly.
We'll probably talk about them. But there's a really, really cute little quote.
Oh, my God.
That
I love her.
Jenna shares at the end. That's basically saying that, like, you always need someone to support you and tell you that you're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jenna's like, I'm going to do that for you. And so she says, I'm proud of you for taking this leap. You've chosen an unpredictable life, but certainly a life worth living. Go forward, embrace the journey head on with all of its ups and downs. More than at any time in recent memory, we are in need of artists and stories to remind us of our shared humanity. As you go forward, though you may get discouraged, please don't hold back your gift, because the world needs actors. The world needs you. Now go do it.
I love it.
And it's so, so sweet.
Oh.
I think it's beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
God bless Jenna Fisher.
So yeah, The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide by Jenna fucking Fisher. Please. I mean, this book, I can't.
It's just really good. And even if you're not an actor.
Yeah.
It's just about, it's hope for what you do. Like, even, like, if you're in a hard, being in a hard, hard business as an artist.
It's funny.
It's funny. You learn about a beloved American woman. it's just, it gives you hope and to, like, keep chasing your dream.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So, what was one good thing that happened to you this week, Sarah Ford? Let's end on some more positivity.
More positivity. I'm trying to think of, like, I think the best thing that, not the best, but I'm not going to say the best. A very, very high moment of this week was when I felt better. Because there was a moment where I just started the light returned to my eyes and I started teasing Camille again, and he went, "You're feeling better." And I went, "I think I am." And that was a great moment because I knew that the chills and the sweats were over.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow. I think something good that happened this week is my grandpa and I started watching Bob's Burgers together. And not this week, the past couple of weeks. But, I don't know, this week particularly, he just, like, will ask me to turn it on for him. Uh-huh. And we'll just, like, watch Bob's Burgers for hours. And he thinks it's so funny. Nice. And I love that. So, like, that's another good thing, too. If you're feeling down, watch some Bob's Burgers. Because it is so good. It's such a great show.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've been watching that together. And it's, like, I don't know, it's just nice.
Yeah.
Bonding time.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Oh, also happy opening to the cast and crew of ISU's God.
Yeah!
The opening run this week.
I love it.
Yeah.
You guys are going to do amazing.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh my
We're
God.
We're really consistent. You know, even though we don't prepare, we are consistent with our Wednesday releases.
It's very casual.
We get
done. Think about it the night before, but it's, you know what, it still gets done. Except for this past week with YouTube. I fucked up so bad. Like, that was still, I was like, by the time I put this up, it'll be time for the next episode, and I won't want to do it. Okay, so guys, just, do what makes your heart sore, okay?
Yeah.
You gotta say it.
Oh, do what makes your heart sore.
Soup's cash. Bye.
Bye.